From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. One of the most powerful men on Capitol Hill, House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, faces an ethics charge in Congress. A Democratic congressman from Texas, who's losing his seat due to redistricting, filed the complaint today against DeLay, who helped engineer that redistricting. With today's charges, freshman Chris Bell broke a 7-year unofficial truce between the parties on the ethics front. NPR's David Wellna reports from the Capitol.
Right after filing his complaint with the House Ethics Committee alleging multiple ethics violations by Majority Leader DeLay, Congressman Bell explained the move to reporters.
It is no secret to many members of Congress, Democrats and Republicans alike, that House Majority Leader Tom DeLay and his associates have repeatedly conspired to break federal and state laws and have abused his power as an officer of the federal government. A mountain of evidence indicates that Tom DeLay may be guilty of extremely serious criminal acts, including bribery, extortion, fraud, money laundering, and the abuse of power.
There are three basic charges in Bell's ethics complaint. First, that political committees tied to DeLay took $56,500 from Kansas-based Westar Energy in exchange for political favors. Second, that this money and much more was laundered through a Texas political action committee linked to DeLay, a charge also being investigated by a Texas grand jury. And third, that DeLay improperly used his office to send federal aircraft searching for Texas state Democratic legislators who were avoiding a vote on redistricting last year. DeLay today called those charges frivolous. His spokesman, Stuart Roy, said this is all about election year politics.
Clearly, that's what's happening in this case, is the Democrats have a lack of agenda, lack of ideas, and lack of leadership, and they are engaging politics of personal destruction and tearing down both the institution and individuals as a substitute for a lack of their own agenda.
House Democratic leaders said they had no role in the filing of the complaint, but Minority Whip Steny Hoyer today did say he found the complaint to be substantive.
Mr. Bell has an absolute right to file a complaint based upon his belief that there are ethics questions involved. Absolutely. He has that right.
Bell is a freshman who lost his seat in a Democratic primary this spring after DeLay and allies redrew the district. But he said today he was not acting in retribution.
I think the only thing that I have to gain right now, as I stated earlier, is the wrath of Tom DeLay. And I fully expect that, and I understand that it's already begun. They're already talking about retaliation. There was an incredibly irresponsible comment in one of the news publications this morning, one member of Congress suggesting that this will be like if you kill my dog, so I'll kill your cat, which makes me very glad that I don't have a cat.
But DeLay spokesman Roy insists Republicans would only file legitimate ethics complaints against Democrats.
The majority leader would not encourage anyone to use the ethics process as a political tool or would not encourage any retaliation. That we would hopefully have this looked at by the Ethics Committee and have it dealt with.
The Ethics Committee has 2 weeks to decide if Bell's complaint is valid. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.